Hello.
Hello. Hi, did I get Mika?
Yes, it's Mika and Janne. You are on speaker.
Yeah, hi, this is Marco speaking from Enter Zagreb Radio. Did Lisen told you that I was going to call?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready for a short interview?
Of course.
Yeah, well, first of all, how are you?
Oh, really good, really good. We just came back from Poland last night.
Oh, kind of tired?
It's part of the job. Really.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, yeah. First of all, you're kicking it off big in 2019. There's your new album, Reformation, coming out later this month, and I want to congratulate you guys on that. And why did you choose that title? Does it mean that you're reformatting your recognizable sound, or is there another inspiration behind the name?
It's kind of like process that we have had last 3 years. You know, we kind of came into the point in our career that we felt that we need to have a change. And that change actually went through quite far. So we actually changed the label. And then we started to, you know, look for new people to work with. You know, we started with our manager. Mm-hmm. And we also changed the way we work in studio. So we started this reformation back then. And maybe, yeah, there's also, it has an effect to our music as well, but it's still super raid and tap, but it's a little bit in a new wrapping, should I say.
Yeah, but you still have that distinctive sound. Let me ask you, you released your first song from the album, True Love, together with Envy Monroe, and how long did it take you both to produce it?
Usually the tracks are, you know, we start with and then we work on them a little bit, put them on the side and come back to them again. So it's hard to say that what is the actual process and how long it takes. But with this track, it might be around maybe 9 months or something.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whole process of
The whole process. But if we put it as a working days, I would think like a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and there is also a Cosmigate collaboration on the album. And can you tell me a little bit more about it?
We actually been talking with Cosmigate a long, long time that we should work together, and it was like good time to work together. And it's actually, the track is also on Cosmigate album because we were both planning to release the album at mm-hmm. the same time. So you probably already heard it. It's the new that Cosmigate had their album as well. Oh. But yeah, it was really, really fun process to work with these guys.
Yeah, and we've been meeting those guys at festivals and at gigs like for many years, and we have become really good friends with them. I could say that they are one of our best friends of all those trans guys touring there. So that's why it was really fun to do as well.
Okay, and what else can we expect on the album when it gets released?
Oh, there's a new single coming this week, which is on the album, of course, Seconds Away. That's a track with Sarah DeCorsi. Mm-hmm. We have also vocal track with the Hero Baldwin. That track is called Burn. That's probably my favorite from the whole album. And then there's instrumental bangers. We actually last night played a lot of those new tracks at the gig in Poland, and it was it was great. It worked really well.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Let me ask you, it's already been some time since you made a transition from Anjuna Beats to Armada Music. What is the main reason behind it?
Well, it's probably part of this reformation thing that we talked about before, that, mm-hmm. you know, at some point you just need to make some changes.
New people, you know, new team, yeah.
Yeah, new team and new people around you. You get excitement again. And you know, we love those Anjuna Beats guys. You know, we started with them and you know, this. Yeah, we just needed some change, and with Armada, it's been really great to work with these guys, and support from Armin and rest of the team is fantastic.
Yeah, the support from Armin has been like nothing that we actually expected. He's been banging 2-3 hour tracks in all his live sets, so yeah, can't ask for more.
Well, Cosmo and Mega did it great. I mean, just bangers, festival bangers. And so far, so good. I mean, what else do you expect from Armada? Are you satisfied with all the support and positive energy that you receive from them?
Absolutely.
Definitely. There's nothing more to say.
Yeah, there's a bright future in ahead of us.
Well, I believe in that. Well, and do you have any other hobbies and occupations besides producing music and DJing?
The only occupation at the moment is this, DJing and making music. But I actually just started taking photos. I bought a nice camera and some nice lenses and, learning that thing. So it's quite fun, and it's easy to also, when we're touring, we go to places. So it's nice to get some nice memories, maybe.
Yeah, like a real tourist.
Bicycle
like last year. That's a little bit more harder to get on the tour, but
yeah, so Chap is not flying anymore. He's coming with bicycle.
All the way to Asia, for example. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to start the traveling a little bit earlier.
Let me ask you about your artist name. I mean, your real names are Mika and Jane, if I pronounce it correctly. And how did you come up with Super 8 and Tab? Is there a meaning behind it, or you decided to use it because it sounds cool?
My name is Super 8. I was my first release on Anjuna Beat was 2001, and I did a remix for them. And I didn't have an artist name, and they called me. We need it now. And I was watching a documentary of Super 8 film format, and I told them, "All right, Super 8," and that kind of stick. So,
and what about
there you
that?
Go.
Yeah, I got my name from my nickname, Toppy, which I got when I was 5 years old. And I was playing my friend illegal after parties in Helsinki, and at the time I was using DJ Toppy. And they were putting Tab to the flyer because it sounded more cool. So that's how it all started for me.
And you sticked with it. Okay, great.
Yeah. Then we started to work together, and we just merged our names. Super 8 and Tab.
And it works great. Let me ask you, since you're DJ Duo, what are the biggest advantages and disadvantages of your act comparing to solo artists?
Of course, it's a lot of traveling. So first of all, it's much nicer to travel with a friend than alone. But of course, in studio, it's always extra pair of ears, extra opinion. Sometimes if you work just alone in studio, you can stuck with your ideas. But then there's two of us, so there's always another one to continue from there. And, it's just much fun. Yeah, much more fun.
Well, you just gave me the answer for the next question, which was like, nowadays a lot of DJs experiment with music, trying to stay up to date with newest releases, but you guys remained true and still have your recognizable distinctive sound in your songs. And how come? I mean, all over the years, you stayed true to your roots, so to say.
Yes.
I think it just sounds natural to us as well. Like, we've been experimenting in the studio a lot and going, all over the places. But somehow we always come back to those roots, which is like the key in the melody and building the song. And not just like a club track, but there's actually song in it. And yeah,
Yeah, the melodies are really, really important for us. So that's probably, and of course, it's us writing those melodies, so those melodies probably sound recognizable.
Yeah.
But of course, we also try to bring new elements to our production. We try to take our production to some new places. But of course, because the main thing is the melodies and harmonies, that kind of ties the all those tracks somehow magically together.
Well, okay, and let me ask you about your plans for the rest of the year once you release your album later.
Well, we're going to celebrate the release of the album, that's for sure.
Yeah, rest of the year. Rest of the year.
For the rest of the year. What, like drinking, or do you plan some gigs or festivals?
Well, we have like good tour planned for, you know, for this spring and summer and autumn already. So, you know, it's really nice to take this, all the music that we've been doing here in the studio to on the road and play these tracks live to our fans, you know, no matter if it's North America or Asia or Europe or, you know.
And of course, like from the album, because it's actually in two parts, so there will be a lot of singles. And we have also remixes coming out. We have a remix track for Andrew Rail.
Okay.
And we have also done remix for Gabriel and Dresden.
And Gabriel, those, which songs?
No.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah,
well, I will suppose it's Horizons.
No.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you very much for this interview. And I would just kindly ask you to record a few versions of ID. The first one would be, hey, guys, this is Super 8 and Tab, and you're listening to Enter Zagreb.
Hi, this is Super 8 and Tab, and you're listening to Enter Zagreb.
Great. And since we are going to celebrate our fourth birthday as a radio station, I would ask you to record one wishing us a happy birthday. Like, hi guys, this is Super 8 and Tab, and we wish Enter Zagreb a very happy birthday.
Hi, this is Super 8 and Tab, and we wish sorry.
Yeah, you can repeat.
What was it?
Enter Zagreb.
Hi, this is Super 8 and Tab, and we wish happy birthday to Enter Zagreb.
Guys, thank you so much, and we wish you all the best in your further music career.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.